rather do their show in a chat room. It's Sound Bites with Nick Francesco on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Welcome back. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Tony Placilla.
I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm Rob Linton.
And this is Sound Bites. To the phones in just a moment, but I did mention over the break something that Rob said we must say on the air.
It hurt my feelings, I tell you.
I can understand where it would, but we had quite a number of people who suggested that this week's poll should be Rob Cam or Hannah Cam. For those of you who were here a couple weeks ago, who were watching the Cam a couple of weeks ago, we had Hannah in the producer's seat instead of Rob. Rob was one step ahead of the law somewhere in the Midwest.
She'll be back in a few weeks. Don't worry.
Oh, good.
Ooh.
So, so that was, but we decided to, we opted not to do that.
Yeah. And don't forget all those people that wrote in about Craig. They like bald men.
They like the Craig Cam, too. So we should probably have Rob Cam, Hannah
so
Cam, Craig
I
Cam.
Have no Cam. No Cam.
Got to shave your head a little tighter.
Yeah.
Nice. All right, we're finally going to get to the phones. Thanks for being patient. Our first caller, Ed, from Orchard Park. Welcome, Ed. What's your question?
Hi. Last week I started having some problems connecting to the internet.
Uh-huh.
And what happens is when I click on my my internet connection, the dial-up window comes up, and then when I click sign on, it freezes. The computer doesn't freeze. It's just that window just freezes, and then it doesn't go to the next window, which would say dialing.
Right.
And then since then, now when I put a CD in or a DVD in my drive, it doesn't automatically do the auto start, and I'm not able to, you know, play these different CDs.
What operating system are you running?
It's Windows Millennium.
I'm taking Dave's microphone away from him now.
And it's one of the errors I got was, like, one time when I was trying to play a piece of software, it said cannot memory map file. That was one of the things I... And, of course, I'm getting another error I'm getting sometimes is kernel 32.
Yeah.
How much memory is in the system?
Yeah.
I've got 384 RAM.
Did you just upgrade the RAM recently?
No.
What speed processor do you have?
It's a Pentium 3, 1 gigabyte.
If you really want to get an operating system that works, I would highly recommend going out to your local computer store and getting the Windows XP Home Edition.
Okay,
upgrade.
I've heard that's more stable.
Yeah. Windows ME stands for Windows Many Errors.
Okay.
It is the worst-supported software package out there.
It wasn't quite done yet when they released it.
Perhaps it stands for minimally engineered.
That could be.
It's almost as bad as Microsoft.
Well, matter of fact, I know Wham's going to have some big shindig.
Without the smiley face.
I noticed you've entered your password wrong. Would you like to change it now?
Yeah.
Would you like me to remind you of what it is?
Yeah.
But no, save your CD, your MECD, because when we have our big bash, I'm going to come up with some gimmick, because... How I detest that software package so much. We're going to have some, whether it's flinging,
well, Nick's
shooting.
Well,
Nick
with the rifle range.
Yeah, the rifle range. Go out and shoot skeet.
Or have one big, you know, smash-a-thon where I can ride my truck over the MECDs.
We need.
But definitely, you want to go to the Windows XP. You've got the horsepower for it. You're going to find an operating system that's going to give you a lot less troubles and is supported far better.
Okay. But to fix your immediate error, you might be able to uninstall all the networking stuff and the dial-up networking and the TCP stack.
That might take
and reinstall it again.
The provider I use is Earthlink.
Okay,
and they're pretty stable.
Yeah, they're pretty stable.
I would definitely try going to Windows XP. It won't be a bad investment.
Okay, one question I have. My suspicion is that, like, I recently installed a DVD recorder or writer, and I started, like, that was a few weeks back, and then I started doing some, you know, duplicating some DVDs.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's when I got that shortly after.
Did
that.
Did it have Windows ME drivers on that CD for it?
Yeah, I believe so.
That was the biggest problem with ME, is that there were very few drivers available.
You can't guess on that. It's got to be yes, there is, or they might try to go backwards and use a 98 and say, well, that should work.
Okay, wait a minute. So when I installed the DVD, you mean like the software that went with it?
Yeah, and it should have found the Windows ME drivers.
And it specifically has to say ME.
Everything seemed to go well at the time, so... I mean, I don't remember the process exactly now. It was almost a month ago, but everything seemed to work properly. And then, like I said, I was doing some DVDs.
The theoretical problem is, though, that networking, dial-up networking, anything like that should be, operative phrases, should be completely unrelated to anything to do with a DVD.
Right. But you also, since you're having trouble with dial-up internet, that you might be have a problem with some of the spyware that sneaks in that tries to dial itself or can prevent you from dialing with other bad problems.
Okay.
So try to uninstall your dial-up and reinstall the dial-up, and if you ever do get back online.
Okay, the software you're talking about, like the Earthlink software?
Yeah, try that first. And in any event, you should think about moving to XP, but start with reinstalling your Earthlink software. Okie doke.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Thanks, Ed. Our next caller, Bob from Mumford, New York. Welcome,
Bob. Can we hear what we heard? I hope not.
Yeah. We're just going to move right on.
Okay.
Bob from Mumford, New York. Welcome, Bob. What's your question?
I got a couple things on my mind today. You were mentioning earlier the flaws in Microsoft.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Of which there have been many. And I have Windows XP. For Home Edition,
mm-hmm.
and I've been experiencing numerous kinds of problems with it. They seem to sort themselves out over time, I had a balloon showing me that I had some updates to get,
mm-hmm.
so I went in and updated. Mm-hmm. Now they were the same ones I updated 2 weeks ago. So
there have been times when Microsoft put out an update to an update.
Yes, and specifically mm-hmm. the one you're talking about, they didn't notify you, but the previous updates, six of these new updates are rewrites of previous updates.
And have the same number, so they look like they're the same.
So the updates are updating the updates.
Right.
They were all for security purposes.
Yeah, yes.
Okay, the other thing, you've talked about viruses a lot,
mm-hmm.
and I've been trying to analyze who makes the money on viruses. The guy that puts it on... He doesn't make a dime, does he?
Right. He gets the notoriety.
Right. Okay. Notoriety is what he's after.
Yeah, Peter Jennings mentions him on the news one night about some virus.
You know, there are people whose lives are so empty.
They don't have a life.
So purposeless that they go out and spray paint their names on bridges. This is the high-tech version of that.
There's also an insidious little thing that's been going on in the past year that these virus writers are capturing home computers, and they're selling the IP addresses to spammers. So your home computer that's been compromised becomes a spam relay. So you generating spam. So that's how they're making
money.
That's the business model now.
Right. But when they first started out, the only people that really came up to making any money on it were Symantec, so to speak, and other...
Right, the antivirus companies.
Companies and the guys around the circus who... repair computers, take viruses off.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so there's that handful, I say handful, it's a lot of people.
Yep.
They're the ones that make the money.
Mm-hmm. Well, exactly right. But it's not that, you know, the virus writers are just basically counting coup. Listen, we have to take a break. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Tony Placilla, Rob Linton, and me, Nick Francesco on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
Welcome back to America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites, on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Got a computer question? Call the boys at 222-1180, the Choice 1 toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180, or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Now, here's Nick Francesco.
Welcome back. I am Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Tony Placilla.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Rob Linton. And we're back with Soundbites. Before we get back to the phones, a couple of things. First, I want to say we went to the GV Sage meeting. One of the guys I work with and I went to the GV Sage meeting last night. And I realized at that point that we stream the show. And for those of you who want to listen online, I would prefer you do that if you're not within our local hearing area, because I only have a few slots open. But it's SB Arch, which is short for Soundbites Archives, SB Arch. www.cob.rit.edu/8080. And, of course, you don't put that in your web browser. You put that in your streaming media player, like XMMS or MPlayer or iTunes or Windows Media Player or Winamp or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And but we were talking about the fact that we should have a second line that just broadcasts what we say during the breaks, because that's the real geek talk that the real geeks would like to listen to, except this time when we were talking about Hellboy. But
yeah.
Other than that, it's,
yeah.
And every geek on Earth goes to see Hellboy anyway. But we had Tony had a comment.
Yeah, I wanted to mention something too. The previous caller talking about viruses.
Yeah, Bob.
My area of expertise in my field has absolutely nothing to do with Windows. I have no preconceived notion. Let's be realistic here. The guys like Dave and his ilk have they're the real victims of the virus, because they get the 3,437 viruses on the computer. They have nothing to do with it.
The customer comes back a week later and say it's still broken. Exactly. No, it's infected again.
Well, the thing of it is, though, is 95% of the viruses written are written overseas. They are coming out of third world countries, and they very few are ever written here in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
And hello, it's those third world countries that are allowing this to happen and spread and take down networks and everything else. And I have no control on it. All it's like there's a flu out there. Do you complain to your doctor because he's the only one that can sit there and get you feeling a little bit better, or your mechanic? Because a part's defective, he fixes it for you.
Right, you don't blame your mechanic for the potholes.
Yeah, don't shoot the messenger. We're only here to help you and try to fix it. I could find a lot better things to do with my time than, sitting there scanning viruses, because it's become an issue now that every machine coming into the shop now, we literally have to check.
It's the first thing.
To see if the virus software is updated.
We don't want our networks infected.
Before you can do anything real. Before you can update it.
Before you can connect it to the network to fix something.
Yeah. Exactly. That and run Adware.
Right.
I have to usually run those two things before I even will hook it up to the internet.
Yep.
To then start fixing the other problems.
The tinfoil hat crowd would like to say that the makers of the virus software, antivirus software, the Symantecs of the world, etc.,
deliver it with black helicopters.
Right, are responsible for the majority of the viruses. No.
Right, the second virus right around the grassy knoll.
No. Sorry.
Yeah. No, this is not the way it works. I'm sorry. It would be lovely if the world followed Oliver Stone's philosophy, but or at least paranoia, but it doesn't.
I know that upset my wife because she called in. Got Rob's ear burning.
I know. She was upset that people blame.
Well, I got her, in fact, she even went out on the first service call.
Wow.
Got her working out on the service call, delivering and setting up computers.
Nice.
So it's a family business.
Yeah.
It's a family business.
Get her out there, she's doing good. I got her, matter of fact, because of all the remodeling we're doing, got her own set of tools. She's been knocking out walls, working with this scroll saw. Cutting under layman and everything.
Do you rent her out?
Years ago, I bought my wife a table saw, and the people at the sales shop would not believe it was for her.
Well,
buy yourself a saw? No, it's for my wife's birthday. Really? Let me show you. No, it's for her. No, they wouldn't believe me.
Well, she's bugging me now because she wants to get a bigger hammer. She got this one that has all these.
If it doesn't fit, you use a bigger hammer.
She is a perfect systems administrator.
Yeah, exactly right.
So I got to go out and get her another hammer. Work better for her. I don't know what she's going to do with it, but
yeah. Well, if you're not here next week, we'll know. Yeah. Our next caller is Claude from Greece, New York. Welcome, Claude. What's your question?
How's it going, guys? How's it going, life?
Good. How are you?
Not bad. A little bit going. I have a Dell 4300 series. It's been acting up a little while. I think I had some virus, so I went out and got the McAfee bundle package. So. I cleaned up some of the virus, and it was still running slow, so I, was trying to get out, some unwanted programs.
Mm-hmm.
However, I think I might have deleted something that I shouldn't have, because now all I'm getting is, instead of English writing, I'm getting these symbols, the icons and symbols all over.
It sounds like you deleted a font that you need.
Mm-hmm.
The best bet for you is to run, not MFC, the other one.
SFC.
SFC.
But you got to do that out in the command prompt.
Does that do fonts?
Yeah, I think it does. It does all the system files, and fonts are system files.
Some fonts are key
to
system.
So what you need to do is to go to start, run, start. Type.
But I can't even see run. I just see start.
Okay, well, hold on. We're going to take a break. We'll talk to you when we come back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Tony Placilla, Rob Linton, Claude, and me, Nick Francesco, on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
That's 8,000 watts. I wonder how many gigabytes that would translate to. Welcome back to Soundbites on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Here's Nick Francesco.
Welcome back. I am Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Tony Placilla.
I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm Rob Linton.
And this is Soundbites. In a few minutes, we're going to have a phone call from our friend Chris Tresco. Nice. Chris Tresco, and we'll talk about him shortly. Back to the phones in just a second. But before we do that, I want to talk for just a minute about our website a little bit here. Every week we do a poll. Last week's poll was about companies inserting ads into my email. 460 of you voted, making it number 19 on the all-time hit list. I want to thank each and every one of you. The choices were makes my blood boil, what's my cut, and doesn't bother me at all. 60% of you, it makes your blood boil. 33% of you want to know what your cut is. Only 7% of you aren't bothered by companies inserting ads into your email, which was kind of interesting. This poll is a little bit different. It's all about media, particularly visual media. I know we could have added movies and we could have added radio. This is what this one is about. Do you spend more time watching television or the Internet? And, of course, the only two choices are television and Internet. And I don't really want to hear 50-50. Make a choice.
One or
which
the other.
Do you spend more time reading? So far, 95 of you have voted. 67% of you spend more time on the Internet than on television. And in fact, that seems to be true. More people are watching computers. The cable, satellite TV, and like that have been waging a fairly bitter war for years now. But it seems like the Internet has snuck up behind them.
Mm-hmm.
Time Warner subsidiary AOL recently broadcast the entire NCAA basketball tournament live to all of their broadband subscribers for free. And that's pretty neat. So, if you're an AOL subscriber and you also have DirecTV, that $60 Mega March Magnus package, you might think twice about that. You're getting it for free from AOL.
Yep.
That sort of thing is happening up. Microsoft's internet service provider, MSN, has secured the rights to broadcast Major League Baseball to its premium subscribers. Yahoo has agreed to broadcast DIC Entertainment cartoons like Inspector Gadget, Where on Earth is Carmen Sandiego, and Madeline on the Yahooligans TV station on their website. So it's pretty interesting. Broadband may, as broadband becomes more popular, more people are catching their media, their various media, over the Internet. It's kind of an interesting thing.
I still believe Sturgeon's Law applies.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes. For those of you who don't know, Sturgeon's Law is named after the famous science fiction writer Theodore Sturgeon, who, to paraphrase him, 90% of everything is crap.
Right, except he didn't actually say that.
No.
He said something. He was a little more honest.
Of us have televisions next to our computers and are on both all the time.
Not all the time, though. You just have to pick one. I'm sorry, no poll is perfect.
Yeah.
Pick one!
We have to finish with Claude, too.
Yeah.
Yes, we have to finish with Claude. Go ahead.
Claude, we were kind of hashing it over during the break in that. And probably your easiest thing to do would be to take your Windows XP CD.
Mm-hmm.
And install it over XP.
Upgrade will work. That'll be fine.
Yeah, you're putting XP over XP. Now, here's the key thing. When you first boot it up, you'll see the blue screen and it says install. You say okay to that. You'll see a thing that says repair. Don't do that because that takes you to the repair console. So you say install. You'll then get the license agreement. You hit F8 to continue. The next time you see repair, the second time you see repair on the lower bottom part of your screen, select that. That will install XP over XP, saving all your settings, and it will put the bad font back.
Okay.
And that should do you.
Be fine.
A good copy of the bad font back.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. I'm going to put a bad font back. I'm going to put a good copy, that's right, of the bad font back. Going to take another little break now. I believe it's time for news. Is that what I'm hearing? It's time for the news. Not only do we give you computer advice, we keep you informed about the world as a whole. And that's with a W. Back in just a couple of minutes, I'm Nick Francesco with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Tony Placilla, Rob Linton, and me, Nick Francesco. I got to mention myself twice. I'll say it again, Nick Francesco, on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
Listen, hold. Welcome back to America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites, on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Get online now. Call 222-1180. The Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180 or star 1180. A free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Once again, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Welcome back. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Tony Placilla.
I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm Rob Linton.
And we're going to get to our very special guest in just a moment, but I need to know how the install is coming. Tony has been installing Fedora Core 1 since the show started.
Yeah, I pushed this, for those that weren't listening at the beginning, I pushed the magic button to start when the show went on. I'm now on disk 2. I have 6 minutes and 30 seconds left.
To do a complete install.
My goal is by the end of the show to have this machine rebooted, up and running, and browsing the internet.
And it's a 233.
It's a 233, 96 megahertz.
So it would be hardly possible to find a slower machine nowadays to install that on, and you can still do it during the show. All right, we have a very special guest with us today, and now a very special blossom. No, we have a very special guest with us today. His name is Chris Tresco, and he used to be the systems administrator for the economics department at MIT, until one day something interesting happened. Chris, are you there?
Yep.
Why don't you tell us what happened?
Well, I was in my office and the network connection died, apparently as a result of getting cut by U.S. Customs. And basically, I got in trouble for software piracy, copyright infringement. I was software pirate for the piracy group known as Drink or Die. And from that day on, I've been, you know, pretty much labeled a felon and software pirate.
Now, did you actually serve time?
Yes. I served 8 months in a federal prison camp.
And and so you guys had software on your system, well, allegedly, well, I guess if you were convicted,
It's not alleged now.
It's a fact.
It's a known fact.
You guys had software on your systems that was illegally obtained, and you were sharing it with others.
Right.
And was it the FBI or?
It was U.S. Customs Service because it was a multinational investigation. So the only real entity that can operate overseas and in our country is the Customs Service.
Right.
FBI is only domestic.
Right.
Which is, I mean, you wouldn't really believe it, seeing that the FBI is in Iraq. But sorry to bring political
to
the show.
It's okay. Now, was it all polite, or did you get guns in your face?
No, well, there were guns, but they weren't really drawn or anything. I mean, I wasn't really ready for it. You know, I wasn't really, you know, I was just a systems administrator with wares on his computer. And they did have guns, and there was about probably 30 of them.
Well, so that's intimidating.
Needless to say, I was taken by surprise.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, I was telling these guys earlier, I have been on the receiving end of that. I had half a dozen Secret Service agents with their guns in my face. When I say in my face, there were indents in my skin when they were done one time. So I know exactly what that feels like. So you were arrested and eventually then convicted of having these wares on your machine. You served a certain amount of time in prison.
Right.
Chris,
I wasn't tech. I was never arrested, really. I was the whole time. I was able to pretty much self-surrender myself everywhere, and I pled guilty, so there wasn't a long trial or anything. But
kind of plea bargain.
Excuse me.
Kind of pleaded out.
Yeah, I pled out.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, and of course, you know, you're at MIT, so you've got a super high-speed connection. You're the system administrator, so you can get around firewalls, and you can, you know, who's going to see what's on your system because you're the guy.
Right. Yeah, I mean, It was easy also because MIT is a very open university, and they don't believe in firewalls. Every computer on the network's a public IP address. So, you know, I didn't really have to worry about firewalls, but a plus was the fast network connection. You know, blazing speeds, and I pretty much had my own. I basically ran a FTP server there, and I had it was all my own hardware, so I didn't really use their hardware. But yeah, it was. If anybody's familiar with Wares at all, it was a big FTP site full of movies and games and applications and stuff like that. But yeah, I regret it now.
For sure.
But
you know, you don't. Sometimes you don't think quite the same way when you're. When you're just planning out Drink or Die, the group that you were involved with, they're multinational then.
They were, and most of the people in the underground Wares scene are multinational. And basically, what the Wares people do is that they usually would have an insider at a company who would leak like pre-release software to the group, and the group would disassemble it and. Basically take all the like protections out of it. They find the algorithm for the serial number generation, and then they write a little program that would generate a serial number for you. Or else in like the case of maybe like a Microsoft application, they would take out any activation that might have to happen or you know, stuff like that. So it's pretty high tech what they do. It's not just a bunch of people sharing files over a P2P network or anything like that.
Right.
So, you know, I mean,
so I think the moral of this story is it sounds like fun, it sounds like you're not hurting anybody, but eventually the customs service comes in and points guns at you.
Right. You're better off buying your software these days.
That's great. Chris, I want to thank you so much.
No problem.
For joining us here today. That's Chris Tresco, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to take a quick break back in just a couple of minutes. No, we're done. Oh, we're done. That's right, because we're short today because it's baseball. I want to thank Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Tony Placilla, Rob Linton, and me, Nick Francesco, for Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.